Let's turn in the scriptures to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 18, here at the conclusion of the letter to the church in Galatia. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. These are God's words. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Those are God's words. Well, Paul's letter to the church in Galatia ends here with instructions concerning our brothers and sisters in Christ through verse 10. I always remember this chapter. It's the first sermon I ever preached in seminary. And verses 1 and 2, which is great instruction, especially to all of us, but especially to elders in the church, to restore, if there is any man overtaken in a fault, those who are spiritual, who should be amongst all the congregation, should be the elders, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. To fulfill the law of Christ, to love, bear one another's burdens. And that is the calling of an elder's calling here for all of us, though. And then in through verse 5, with the rest of those verses there, through verse 5, handling of sins to restore. And then verses 9 and 10, seeking to do well to one another, even, especially those in the household of faith. And the Lord, verse 9, He says, if we faint not, we shall reap. That means He'll bless us if we don't faint. If we don't give up in well-doing. And then through the end of the chapter, a reminder of the reason for the letter in the first place, to condemn one to be circumcised, to be justified before God. That we would not glory in the flesh and personal law keeping, which we all fail. But verse 14, we are to glory in, if we're to glory in anything, we are to glory in the cross of Jesus Christ, to boast in the cross, in what He has done, not what we can do or have done, or to be more accurate, what we have failed to do. And so, friends and sinners, turn today from your sins unto Christ alone, by faith alone, believing in Christ for your salvation. This is the message of Galatians. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for how You teach us Your ways. We're thankful for the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, which is by faith alone. And we're thankful for Your Word, which instructs us how to restore sinners in their sin, that we not come as hypocrites, but those who are spiritual, those who have, chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit, should come and seek to restore a one in a spirit of meekness and humility, and by it that we would love one another, bearing their burdens. Father, we pray that You would make us to be those who bear one another's burdens. I remember even last evening, and we have heard it before, that we are a family. And how much then should a family bear one another's burdens? If we're truly a family, we would do so. And so, Father, we pray that You would grow us in this, grow us in greater oneness with one another and unity in the body according to truth. We're thankful for the Lord's Supper we had this morning that encourages that unity in Christ and with one another as we sat around the table. And Father, we're thankful for the Spirit You send and You have given to each one who has come to You by faith. Each one of us has the Spirit who have done so by Your grace. But we pray that we would not quench the Spirit or grieve the Spirit, that we would submit to Your movings of our hearts and minds, that we would follow after You and serve You in all things, and especially in the gospel, that we would be faithful to the gospel. We would be faithful to live out the gospel of how we will hear this evening, of all that we owe You as debt of gratitude for what You have done for us. Not to have salvation, but now that You have granted us salvation in Christ alone, we owe You everything of our lives. And so make us to serve You well and grow in righteousness and holiness. Father, this evening we do pray for this congregation. We ask that You would spur us on, encourage us in Christ, those who are downcast, downtrodden, that You would lift them up and encourage them in Christ today. Those who believe they are doing well in the Christian life, praise God if they are. But if any be deceived, we pray that You would call them to repentance, to see their sin and humility in Christ Your Son. Father, grow us in the grace and knowledge of Christ Your Son and love for Him. To love not necessarily, not only His works and what He has done, but to love our Bridegroom, our Beloved. To truly love Him with a pure love. And Father, we do pray that You would grow us in holiness, grow us in number, because we desire Your kingdom to grow and Your kingdom to fill the earth. We desire that men and women and children from all nations would come and enter into the great kingdom of Jesus Christ, visible on earth, but not only visible, but invisible, to truly believe unto salvation. And so, Father, we pray that Your kingdom would grow, that Satan's kingdom would be destroyed and overcome, and that we would know the victory that Christ has over him. Father, we do pray that you would bring down every nation that so rebels and rejects Jesus Christ as King and Head. And even more, that we would long to see our nation and those nations that do so brought to its knees, and that they would be able to do nothing, that this nation could do nothing but turn to Christ for salvation to save them from such utter destruction that they and we have brought upon ourselves. And so cause this nation to covenant with Christ and the many nations to do so. For you are bringing all nations to yourself, and you'll do so at the right time, in which we have great hope based in your promises. We even heard this morning of not just the Jews, but to bring to one a people from every nation. And so, Father, we ask that you would bring this about. Father, we pray for the healing of those who are struggling in their bodies. We even pray for Julie today, who's not feeling well. We pray that you would be with Jeannie as well in her knees, and Dina in her back and her long-term ailment she's had. Any others who might not be feeling well today, Father, we ask that you would uphold them and strengthen them, and strengthen all of us to serve you, even with our frail, weak, finite bodies. That you would strengthen our hearts and our bodies. Father, we praise you that some members here were able to go yesterday to the abortion clinic. We do pray that you would bless the conversations that were had, and that the gospel that was preached, that it would be heard and believed unto salvation, and that we pray all children would be upheld according to your will. That these mothers who come would be turned back. The wicked people who stand and call our brothers and sisters in Christ names, and many lewd things that happen there, we pray that you would bring them down. Silence their voices. That they could do nothing but from their mouths praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Only you can do this. Not only in our lives that you have, and we pray will, but that you would do that for them and upon them. Bring it. Such blessing to hear the praises of the wicked. And they could do nothing else but praise the Lord Jesus. We pray for their salvation, that you would turn them in Christ by faith. And Father, we pray for our presbytery as well. We pray for those congregations we often pray for, Houston, San Antonio, Colorado Springs, and Washington, that you would provide ministers for them. And that the ministers called would be so bold and zealous to preach your word faithfully. As we heard in Galatians 6, we pray for our presbytery, for ministers and elders like that, humble, yet seeking to restore, according to your grace, sinners to repentance. Bold men, faithful men, and men zealous for the good news of Jesus Christ, that the good news would be spread. And so we pray that you would be able to plant new churches. We're thankful for the new church preaching station, which is a possibility of becoming a church plant in Little Rock, Arkansas. We pray that you would bring that about, and that your kingdom would continue to expand and enter into a new state, even there, that your gospel would be faithfully proclaimed there. And all these things, as we pray not only for ourselves here, but we pray throughout the world, North Korea, China, many I forgot the old name is Burma. I forgot the new name. But Father, we're thankful that your gospel is going to these places. We're thankful that where many are persecuted, South Sudan and Sudan and Turkey, that we know we have a friend there. Father, we ask that the gospel would be faithfully proclaimed. Pakistan, India, and Chile. And pray for those men and women that were met a couple months ago in Mexico, that you would cause them to be faithful unto you, cause them to turn unto you, that you would bring about a church plant soon, if that would be your will. The organization soon for the church, the mission church in Chile, the first Reformed Presbyterian Church in Chile. This, I believe it's in August, when elders will be installed, and we're praising you for this. Pray that you would bring it about and keep them safe. We know that Pastor Marcelo endures, even right outside of his home, gunshots all the time. And so protect their family, protect all their families there in that dangerous nation. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.